Aura Lomax got her first job in fashion in the 1950s at a black-owned boutique in Richmond. The owner, Mrs. James, took Lomax under her wing.
And she said, well, I want to train you. So she went to work on me, and we talked about fashions and materials and colors, you know. And then if said, if you're going into fashions, you got to know about colors, too, and what's going to look good on you and somebody else and all of that.
Growing up in North Carolina, Lomax promised her father she'd fight segregation and racism. She did that by integrating Richmond's department stores. Lomax was the first African-American woman to be hired for sales positions at Rayless, then Lerner's Shops.
After I did so well, they decided to hire some other blacks, and they hired two young ladies on the first floor as a cashier.
Lomax wanted to go higher. She applied at Miller and Rhodes, where she worked in nearly every department. She faced daily racism, including women who called her the N-word.
Oh, it was always some kind of name. But I mean, you know, I took it, and I said, okay, all right. Is that the way you feel? I did not allow them to break me. I broke them.
Lomax is featured in the Valentine's exhibit, Pretty Powerful, Fashion and Virginia Women.
Women have managed, nevertheless, in the face of great challenge, to make great strides.
Kristen Stewart is the Valentine's curator of costume and textiles. She says many of the women working in fashion in the 20th century helped advance women's independence and rights.
And the fashion industry seemed, during these moments, to be putting its weight behind women's movements, providing leadership positions within the fashion industry, and providing a wardrobe that took working women's needs into consideration.
The exhibit features women designers from the end of the 19th century to today. There's a wool two-part dress by Fanny Criss, a black designer who opened a business in Richmond that catered to wealthy white women. Popular milliner Sarah Sue Waldbauer crafted unique and brightly colored hats at Miller and Rhodes for four decades.
And her label, her name, Designed for You by Sarah Sue, was a coveted label.
Another coveted item made in Richmond was a handbag. In the late 60s, model Dee Hyers began making a variation of a purse she saw in Bermuda. She got a store to carry the first 24 Bermuda bags she made at home, the rounded fabric purses buttoned to a wooden handle.
And the next day they called and said, we've sold them all, and we would like to double the order, and can you bring them tomorrow?
At first, Hyers organized a cottage industry, moms and high school girls helping make the bags. Eventually, she moved into a 35,000 square foot factory, opened offices across the country, and continued to build her business.
And at one point, we were making 650 dozen a day of that one bag.
Hyers' company, Delanth Creations, also made apparel and designed fabric. Exhibit curator Kristen Stewart hopes the varied experiences of Virginia women included in the exhibit will be a spark for female fashion entrepreneurs today.
As evidenced in the Valentine's collection of costume and textiles, in Richmond there certainly was a large, ready, willing, and excited, enthusiastic audience for these clothes, for clothes made by women for women.
The Valentine's exhibit, Pretty Powerful, Fashion and Virginia Women, runs through January 27, 2019. For Virginia Currents, I'm Phil Lyles, WCVE News.